the Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. Loose Man in the Morning, it's the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. And joining me live in studio at the moment, it's Washington State Representative of the 19th District, James Walsh. Jim, how are you?
Pretty good, Loose Man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good myself. All things considered,
we're, yeah, exactly.
Of course, everybody's hoping for an end to the state home order, which was supposed to happen on May 4th. I've heard that that might be extended. What are your feelings on that?
Well, that's the kind of behind the scenes negotiation going on right now in Olympia. There, you know, the governor has indicated that he might extend his order beyond May 4th. There are a bunch of issues that come up with that. Generally, where the legislature is trying to give the governor the latitude he needs to do what he believes he has to do, but there are some questions of whether he needs our approval to extend it beyond May 4th. Now, his side says they don't, and there are some who say they don't. Some of us on our side say you should check in with the legislature, but we don't, and we don't want to make a problem out of this because we want it to be effective in getting people. First of all, keeping people safe. But increasingly, we want a plan for getting people back to work. Yeah. And that's kind of where my side, my focus, and my side's focus has been. And we put out a plan on Friday, very specific schedule for what we're calling a safe return to work. I like to call it a safe return to normal, but we're not sure what normal's going to be.
What is normal? That's the big question. What is normal going to look like now? And when we do talk about getting people back to work, the thing that I keep hearing overall in the news and from politicians is that it's going to be slow. It's going to be a process. We're going to start with these sorts of jobs and then these sorts of jobs. Well, let's get to restaurants and bars. How long down the road before we get to get these guys going again?
Well,
although some of them are going with their curbside pickups,
with curbside and takeout and delivery. We're not so keen on that slow part. We'd like it to be as fast as possible.
That would be great.
And our position is that there are some industries, and you know, your listeners know them. I mean, construction, some retail, you know, that could get back to work, in our opinion, immediately on May 4th, maybe even sooner. And then what we do is we have a very scientific, fact-based plan based on the slowing down of the new incident rates, slowing down of the mortality rate on the COVID-19, increasing the number of other industries that come back to work.
And it seems like that's happening, though, that we are seeing a big slowdown. The numbers don't seem to be rising like they were. But the big fear is that there could be, if we start letting people back to work and whatnot, or doing their daily lives, it could bump.
A second bump, right?
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. There was a protest yesterday at the state capitol in Olympia. You were there, and we also have a listener that was there, and we're going to come back in just a bit and talk with her and get your insights on that as well.
Sure, great.
And appreciate you stopping on by today, Jim.
No worries.
James Walsh, Washington State Representative of the 19th District. We appreciate you stopping in.